More than 750 people lost their jobs after the mills closed in Niagara and Kimberley. Kagan says if Cerberus needs money, they should either reopen or sell the plants.
The last thing you want to do is go to the taxpayers that have been displaced and lost their job in Niagara and lost their job in Kimberley and ask these taxpayers, who are now without a job, to then fund the Chrysler Corporation, which is owned by the same company that displaced them.
Kagan adds he's taking the issue up with members of Congress as they discuss a bill that would give the auto industry a $25 billion emergency loan. Kagan says the real problem with the auto industry is their health care costs.
Toyota spends about $300 for health care for every car they produce versus $1,500 for General Motors. So you see, we have to level the playing field and make certain that we solve our health care crisis at the same time as we consider the General Motors bridge loan.
Kagan says GM and Ford should be considered for a short-term bridge loan. That would pay taxpayers back at 5% over several years, and then up to 9% after that. Kagan voted against October's $700 billion bailout of the banking industry. He supports FDIC Chairwoman Sheila Bair's recent proposal to use some of the bailout to reduce mortgage payments for troubled homeowners. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.